from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's Time Out on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
NBA Summer League is going on, so you know your Hawks are represented out there in Vegas. And Trae Young was on hand out there. You guys remember the pinky injury that took him out? The rest of the way last season, he did have that surgically repaired, and he caught up with ESPN's Cassidy Hubbard to talk about the progress he's been making.
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's almost back 100%, but now I'm able to really stretch my hands out, and it feels a lot better. I've been having my rehab this summer, and it's getting a lot better for sure.
So that's good news.
Yeah, that's solid. Sounds good. Sounds upbeat.
Sounds in good spirits.
That's the guy.
Yeah, he's definitely the guy now.
That's good news.
Well, since you brought that up, then he did talk with Cassidy about the DeJounte Murray trade.
Me and him, we both understand this league and this business, and we know it's a win now league, and especially, the position we're in, we're trying to win, and both of us as competitors, we want to win. So we both got love for each other, and this, obviously sad losing him, but he's in a great spot.
I think he sounds like he's telling the truth. I think he sounds like he's got love for DeJounte and he's excited for him.
DeJounte didn't sound like he had love for this organization when
he left. That's kind of my point.
But that's okay, cool. I think Trae knows how to say the right things, and those are the right things. And whether that's true or not, I don't really care. Doesn't matter anymore to me because DeJounte's not here. They're never playing together again in this city. So you
never
know,
say never. You never know.
They're never
NBA's
playing
a weird
together
place
in this city.
Anyhow.
Stars call the shots. They go where they want to go.
Well, yeah, but they ain't playing here together.
Oh, yes, I know. But you're saying never again.
Just only here, because I don't really care if they play together somewhere else. And they can go fail again somewhere else for all I care. But if it didn't work here, they're not going to play together here. I did watch Reese Shea's. It was cool.
There a couple injuries, but yes, go ahead first.
His debut, him and obviously it was at SARS as well, and they went against each other. But I've got down the setup, drinking late, because it was perfect. Two West Coast games for Atlanta. Dude. You got the Summer League game and the Braves game.
I watched that game too, and I thought to myself at the time, there's probably nobody else watching this right now. It's late. I didn't have anything else to do at the beach, put the kids to bed. A little craziness going on around the beach house, and I was like, I'm going to watch this game and watch both Sarr and Reese. But I thought to myself, man, if you're the team broadcasting this out in Vegas on a Friday night, like, it's an interesting draw as far as having to work that game.
Well, first off, when you get assigned to Summer League, no one's watching to begin with.
Jeez.
But then, you got that one, and you go, this might be our most watched game, the two top picks. But I got, dude, it was great because Richey, I thought, played pretty well. He's obviously got some, you know, his summer league, so take it with a grain of salt. But for, you know, he looked comfortable out there doing some of those things. Obviously, he likes to play defense. And I got that on one screen. I got Marsoul going yickety twice in the same game on the other. Yeah. While my boy Schwellenbach did his thing again.
Schwellenbach.
Well, I was close to the All-Star. I was in Arlington, actually, this past weekend. So I had a WNBA game, which I did not get to see any of that action. And, yeah, I didn't get to see any of this action because we had our meeting for our game. But I can tell you our Caleb Johnson is out there. And so I was looking at his tweets and following along. He did mention a couple of the injuries for the Young Hawks players with Zachary Richey. He did hit his head onto the court, but, you know, kind of holding it back on the bench. So obviously I think it appears to be he's fine. And then Caleb also had a picture that he had tweeted out of Nikola Jurišić wearing a wearing a boot sitting on the Hawks bench next to Jalen Johnson. So that was after he injured his foot in the first half. So, but Caleb all over it out there. So
I thought the same thing you said kind of about Richey, that I thought he looked like he belonged and he looked comfortable. I kept watching, kind of waiting on that like immediate impact thing. Oh, I can't wait till he does this. And at one point, I don't know if it was an air ball, but it was close that he shot from deep. And I was like, ah, that's not what you want to see for a guy that's 3-and-D and space the floor and all these other things for a wing. Yeah, not exactly what you have in mind, but nonetheless, I thought he looked like he belonged, looked confident, and it's the first game. So.
He looked like he belonged. He did more than other players that were taken in this draft that have gotten much more notoriety in their summer league performances, Ronnie.
Oh, you're all
still right on that train.
No, I can't. I mean, can't get
off of it. Well, no, you're right. It's everywhere.
You
right
can't
now.
Can't get off something that's shoved down your throat in your face constantly. I mean, if I had to hear one more J.J. Redick quote about how great the development's going to be of Bronny, and I've already thrown up in my mouth every time I read it, so it's disgusting. I just don't understand it. Like, why you got to force feed stuff? But that's ESPN. They don't have anything else to talk about in July, I guess.
All right, well, surely SEC Media Days will be easier for you to swallow and keep down. It does start today. We'll lay out the lay of the land and how it's all going to shake out here next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.